do anything today, maybe defensively, that surprised you guys at all?
No. I mean, I think the first period coming off a road trip, you know, it's always a little sluggish. Second period was better, and the third was just, you know, we didn't kind of get the looks that we were looking for. But it was more or less a stalemate, you know. I mean, they got one opportunity, they buried it.
It seemed like they made it really tough to get a lot of pucks through to the net or second chances. I think 14 blocks through two periods. So
they did. Yeah, they blocked a lot of shots. I mean, we were controlling it well below the tops of the circles, spent a lot of time in the offensive zone. It was tough to get pucks through, so they did a good job there for sure.
It did seem like a lot of their shots came from the point. Were you guys doing enough, do you think, to take Saros' eyes away?
Well, I think they blocked a lot of them, so we weren't getting a ton through. I think we had, you know, had some traffic there in the third. Maybe didn't see all of them, but they were hitting him. He played well, you know. I mean, made a couple of big saves on the opportunities we had, and then everything else, you know, he seemed to be in control.
That start by you guys, Blake, do you just attribute it to long road trip, first period back? I think the shots were 10-2 and halfway through the period, and you guys had 11 giveaways.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were, yeah, that was kind of the message in the first was, you know, you can use that as an excuse, but if it carries over into the second, then it's a problem. So I think we got on the body a little bit there in the second, tilted the game in our favor, but we just couldn't get that goal.
Like, it's abnormal for your group to have six losses in a row at home. Anything to contribute that to, or is that obscure stat, I guess?
I mean, that's not very obscure. That's not good enough. You know, that's we got to be better at home, no question about that.